Today's show is sponsored by Brooklinen. Get $20 off and free shipping by using the code LOVE at brooklinen.com.
Okay, so Robin just came out. Well, was it March?
Mm-hmm.
March.
A couple of months ago.
In spring. This really adorable gift book. I would call it a gift book. Called A Pocket Full of Hope for Mothers. And it's all these little stories and verses and poems about motherhood, and half of it you wrote earlier on, right?
Mm-hmm. And then you so part of it is a lot of it is from my journals, and so mm-hmm. part is what I wrote watching our two children now as yes. parents. Mm-hmm. But then there are parts in there that I wrote when they were babies and I was the mom I have in the baby. So it's, I love it. Tyndale Publishers did a beautiful job. This is so nicely crafted.
And it's so sweet because I really feel like you get Robin's journal.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I'm sure your journal is much, there's a lot more in there, but you get these really sweet things. And so I think for moms, it's a great gift for moms, but when Robin had given this to me in March, I just would read, I don't know, like six of them every morning, and I felt like it just filled me up as a mom to cherish this season, to cherish my kids, to have I can do this for the day, and aww, here's a vision, I'm so or here's glad. A, you know, here's a encouragement as a mom, which I feel like we just really need.
Yes, I'm not alone.
Right?
Someone else has gone through this.
And being a mom is the greatest role I will ever get to do. Mm. And it's the greatest treasure. And I am so, so thankful. And I feel like Robin really highlights those really sweet moments. But it also is the hardest thing I've ever done and mm-hmm. very stretching, and I feel like most of all, I'm the one being sanctified in it. And so I feel like it's really important for young moms and moms in general
mm-hmm.
with kids in the house to be encouraged and poured into yeah. and cheered on and just to, yeah, like you got this. And so this book is a real treasure for anyone who knows a mom or is a mom. I love it.
That's exactly why I wanted to do this book, and that I wanted it to be a pocket full of hope, because I felt like every mother needs to
yes.
to feel that. There's mm-hmm. hope. You haven't, you know, so many times I thought, that's it. I've ruined my children forever. I've done the wrong mm-hmm. thing, or I messed up here or there. Mm-hmm. And there's always hope. When the book came out, I got to do the audiobook recording for it, and it was so the audiobook is now available, and there was someone who told me that they do that, they just listen to it at night, like, tell me a story, Mama Robin.
I love that
tell me it's gonna be okay, and mm-hmm. I can go to sleep and tomorrow start over again. So yeah, if you don't even have time to read, just get the audiobook. I'll tell you a little bedtime story.
Okay, side note. Today, so Jeff works from home, and he has a very flexible schedule. Our lives are very unique. And a lot of times he's with me during the day with the kids, or at least like 3 days out of the week. You know, we kind of parent together, which is a huge blessing in this season. But today he worked all day, and so I had the kids all day.
So what's it like to be a real mom?
I know. And I was like, it actually was a really good day. I was so thankful. But I had like laundry going. I had dinner made by breakfast. And we went to Costco together as the kids. And I put them all to bed in nap time, which okay, never happened.
Well,
bath time. But guys, this is like one day since Cannon has been born. I was like, how do moms do it? Like a lot of moms, you know. You do it all. So you guys are champions.
You need a little hope.
You need a little pocket full of hope. I mean, I need a lot of hope, and my husband works from home. So anyway, but okay. So my question for you, Robin, is now that you are a grandma, what do they call you? Do they call you grandma?
Tutu.
Tutu. Okay, now that you're a 2-2 and your kids all have kids, looking back at yourself before you were a mom, like newly married, or when your kids were really little, what is one thing that you would have loved to tell yourself?
To relax. Mm. To just relax. I was so concerned about getting it right and feeling that responsibility. And because Ross was in ministry for 25 years, I felt like a single mom a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And there was just a lot of responsibility that I didn't want. And I felt like I was never quite getting in sync or, you know, but our kids love the Lord and married well and have beautiful babies. And it's because of God's gracious favor on them. I'm just in awe of how God has protected them from all the things that I did wrong. And that if I could tell myself then to just rely on His mercy and His grace, had our children made other choices or been in really difficult places in their lives right now, it would not change God's love for them, His grace or His mercy toward them, but to release them to the Lord and to just love them in each of the seasons that they went through. I don't know. There's so much, I think, every woman in that motherhood season feels like she's not prepared for it. She didn't see it coming, and she had idealized dreams of how it was going to be.
Yeah.
And then again, it comes back to how messy it is. Mm-hmm. So I think I could have enjoyed our children more if I wasn't so concerned about getting it right.
That's so how do you do that?
Well, I was just thinking that those words were in one of these things I wrote for maybe I can find that and read a little bit to you. But there's one piece in A Pocket Full of Hope that is a daily exercise, shame off and grace on. And my sister and I started doing that maybe a decade or so ago when we just would, oh, I should have done this or I didn't. And we just say to each other, shame off you and grace on you. So that's what God says to us. Why don't we say that to each other? Just shame off. Don't hold on to that sense of failure, but just release it. Mm-hmm. And Romans 8:1 says there's now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, and to just absorb that grace that He gives us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, how do you do that? I think it's that prayer and mercy and grace and understanding that we're more than conquerors in Him. This is called Daughter of Mine. And I wrote in my journal, just yesterday you were an infant, safely nestled in my arms. Today you are a mother. You hold your son with the wide-eyed look of a newly initiated member of this ancient maternal fellowship. With deep affection, I welcome you. I see your courage. I smile at your tenderness. Amidst all the celebration, part of me aches silently because I remember so clearly this coronation into motherhood. I remember how badly I wanted to get it right, how I wanted to always do my best and give it my all. I didn't want to make a single mistake, but I did. And so will you. And it's okay. Now listen. Listen with your heart. Here is the truth that must be spoken, O daughter of mine. You are enough. You are enough. Woman, mother, chef, nester, teacher, friend, housekeeper, entertainer, lullaby singer, storyteller, and puppeteer. You are enough. And you have enough of all that is needed for today. Just today. As you nurture this tiny human soul delivered into your care, don't be afraid. Don't worry about what lies ahead. Embrace the adventure with your whole heart. Day by day, the Lord will make you equal to the task. All you have to do is what is set before you today. Just today. Motherhood is on-the-job training. There is no rehearsal, no do-over days, just today. And just you. You are the one God chose to be the mother of this little one, and you are enough. So rest in the peace that comes with this timeless truth, O daughter of mine.
Isn't that so sweet? Alyssa, are you crying? Now I need to get the audible. I'm going to listen to these at night.
Every night. Tell me again, Mama Robin. Am I enough?
It's like the Lord just spoke to me.
That every mother feels that. Every mother does.
I know.
And to just rest in his love and just start over tomorrow fresh.
Hey guys, I want to take a quick break and tell you about this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is brooklinen.com. They're incredible. You've heard us talk about them before. Their bedding is awesome and just above the rest. They say, you know, you spend a third of your life in your sheets, so it makes a difference how you sleep. So start getting better sleep with the best sheets, and Brooklinen wants to help you with that. And they're super comfortable, guys, and there's no big markup. And they want you to upgrade your nightly routine with them. So we love them. I think we got the polka dotted gray one. Their designs are awesome. You can go see them on their site. And we love them, guys. They're incredible. Sheets matter. I know I actually care about what sheets feel like. And I know someone just tagged me yesterday on Instagram that got some of themselves and said they love them from our podcast. They have over 20,000 five-star reviews, versatile colors and patterns. It's luxury bedding, but it's underpriced, and so you have to try it, guys. Super, super cool. So here's the awesome thing we want to hook you up with. We have an exclusive offer. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code LOVE at brooklinen.com. And they're actually so confident that they want to offer you a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. And the only way to get that and $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code LOVE at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code LOVE.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's hard too to have a balance of these are goals I want for my children or what I want. I don't know how you say that. Goals that I want to teach my kids or things that I'm working on right now with mm-hmm. them or training or, but then also to balance it with I am enough and yeah. It doesn't have to be perfect. And, you know, some days are rock awesome. And then some days are like, whoo, that was, woo. And so, but I think just being reminded of that constantly, that we are enough and resting in God's grace and in his mercy. And I think when I do that, on the days that I do that, then it goes so much better. Because even if it's a hard, messy day, whether my mm-hmm. child is breaking down or having tantrums or we're all melting down here at the Pesky yeah. house, it's like I have so much more grace for them. It's like I can set things aside that I had planned and be like, okay, this is what today is going to be like. And
yeah.
I can enter into it with like a lot of calm and peace and love instead of, oh, what, this is ruining my day. I had all these plans. I wanted to do this, or, you know, just being short with them or
yeah,
those things.
Those days when you go, well, I guess this is my circus and these are my monkeys. And it's just going to be a circus day. Because it's, again, it all goes back to that crazy thing that women get stuck on, feeling like it's all up to me, that if I did more or was more or tried harder, then life would be better for everyone, instead of relying on God's power and grace. He's the one who's teaching our children. He's the one who's telling them how much he loves them, and he's using you as he's forming them, but he's the father, and we're coming alongside and joining him in his work. That's like so the good. Experiencing God mm-hmm. idea of that it's not all up to us to make it happen.
Right.
Why is it so hard for us to get that? I don't know. We learn it over know. And over in different ways in different seasons.
Yeah. Is it a woman thing? Or is it a human thing?
Probably human, but maybe just women as nurturers by heart are sort of a little more bent toward I need to do more. I need to
yeah.
help out in some way to make God's job easier or something. I don't know. That's silly to say that, but yeah, just to rest in his love. How many times has scripture just told us over and over to just come to him and rest in him and
yeah, roll your burdens to him.
Yes.
Lay it down and pray and give thanks and yeah. So good.
Hey guys, I want to take a break out of this week to talk about one of this week's sponsors, and that is care.com. They are amazing. I've talked about them before, you guys. They're easy and reliable way to find care for everyone in the family when and where you need it. So you can have access to 8.6 million caregivers across 16 countries, and they're the world's largest digital marketplace for care in all areas. We're talking nannies, sitters, housekeepers, senior care, dog walkers, and more, full-time, part-time, anytime. So you can even replace errands with family time, you know, by not having to spend your weekends cleaning or driving or dog walking, let someone else do that and replace that with family time, which is something that we actually care about and love. You can de-stress your life by allocating care that you need in certain places. And they're the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. And you can actually find care for everyone in the family, like I mentioned. So they make life simpler. It's all in one place. And you can join for free as a basic member and start searching for local great caregivers. We love them, guys. This is something that actually matters to us, is trying to be good stewards of our time and our energy, and also, you know, allow support of other jobs and other services. And so it's really, really cool for us. Having someone clean our house is actually something that was a huge trade-off. We had to save up for it. But for us, that means less stress on Alyssa, more time that we get to hang out together, and more sustainability for our family when you have toddlers running around going crazy all the time at this age. So yeah, they're super, super awesome. And they want to hook you guys up. So to save 30% off with a premium membership of care.com, visit care.com/Jeff and Alyssa. And you can get 30% off on a premium membership. So make sure to check it out. All right.
Okay. So we're going to wrap it up soon, but the last thing I really wanted you to share, cause this was so monumental in my life, was, well, actually, sorry, two things. I will say that. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like to feel like a single mom a lot? Because I know a lot of women feel like that, and they have husbands who are in ministry or who just have long hours at work, and or maybe there are a lot of single moms. But can you just talk a little bit about that, maybe encourage their hearts with where they're at?
I found that the most helpful thing in those seasons where it was child raising years, and us was really gone a lot of the time, that I needed community. And so I had amazing friends, and they had children, and we'd switch off babysitting. Well, not babysitting, but, you know, caring for each other's kids. Mm-hmm. And we'd do things together, or, hey, I'm going to the grocery store, you want me to pick up something for you? Without that community during that season of life, it would have been so much more difficult. Mm. And the reason that it worked was because we all were willing to say what we needed. And that's the hardest thing, I think, for women, to just be vulnerable enough to say, I really need someone to help me do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. Instead of, okay, well, my husband's working long hours and it's up to me to make it all happen, and I'm stressed out and it's all his fault, and right. I'm going to let him know that he has to do more around here. Mm-hmm. But it's within women to be creative and to be sociable, and to so if you work through that and say, how can I be in a community where we're all helping out each other, it lightens the burden. Mm-hmm. So that I think is really important. And I think the other thing is to find ways to burn. I had to sort of burn off steam with the Lord, even if it was just, okay, I'm going to go in the bathroom and close the door, and I'm just going to sit here and cry and tell Jesus how difficult it is and how I feel abandoned, or so that when Ross would come home, he didn't get all that. Mm. So that it was sort of it was burnt off. But then the things that were, you know what, I need you to do this for me, or can you give me some ideas on how this might work, so that that could be more of a conversation with loving communication, instead of, you get in a habit, you know, of a routine of just, it's your fault if you, mm-hmm. you need to do, it's, what kind of a life is that for anybody? Mm-hmm. It's not a happy way for the marriage to be developing. So, I have some super fantastic memories of those years too. It wasn't all the burden on me or so hard, mm-hmm. but I could let it feel that way if I wanted to and turn into the martyr. And then everybody knew it, like, oh, be careful, Mom's in one of her. But why wield that kind of a power in a family when you have it within you to bring sweetness and harmony? Like, that's my, I want that to be my superpower, not, ugh, everybody sit down, shut up, dinner's ready. Right. Like, where's the joy in that? You know, but it is. When the Holy Spirit's infusing you, it is your superpower to be, I can pour out a vessel, be a vessel of mercy. I can pour out that love and grace. And then at the right time, lay it out for my husband. This is what I'm struggling with. This is what's difficult. And
yeah, I think that's so good. And I think too, telling yourself a good story and telling, like, setting your husband up in your mind as a man who loves you and wants the best for you, not as like, oh, I'm abandoned, or he'd rather work than be with me, or all these lies that can so easily get into our mind. And I think I love that you talked about having a discussion with them, because I think most men, most husbands really want to bless you and to, like, set you up for success and to set you up to flourish. And so if you have that conversation, like, hey, I really feel like I'm drowning right now, or I'm so thankful you work and I get to stay home, but is there something that we can work out where I can just have more help in some way, or, you know, whether that's whatever, hiring a cleaner once a month, or
you know, that was a lifesaver mm-hmm. for us in many seasons of life, where we would budget to have someone come help clean the house.
Yeah,
once a month, even mm-hmm. what a life changer.
Yeah, or even like having a college age student or an au pair come live with you, and she can help make three meals a night, or you know, like watch your kids two mornings a day so you can get a little break, like just being creative. And I think when we tell ourselves a good story about our husbands and have that conversation, he wants to enter in and to figure out how to do something to set mm-hmm. you up, because he loves mm-hmm. you. He doesn't want you to be crying in the bathroom every day because it's I don't want to say this like being a mom is like that 24/7, but it's just sometimes can be a lot, where if you feel like, oh, I have a lot to do with cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids and driving to all these places or whatever it is, it can feel like a lot. So how can you welcome people in to help you?
Yes. So that you break a pattern. Like if it's starting to go downhill and you're listening to this right now and you're going, oh man, I'm repeating the same story every day that mm-hmm. this, I'm not happy and this isn't how I thought it was going to be. But you change that. You reverse the thing, you know, that's where scripture tells us by the renewing of our mind mm-hmm. and to speak the truth in love. And so that those things are changing how you're setting up your home mm-hmm. and the atmosphere, because the mom really is the heart of the home, like that, mm-hmm. that atmosphere is,
it's so true.
The temperament is mm-hmm. so connected to how the mom's doing.
Mm-hmm. And how can you be the healthiest you can be?
Yeah.
To be a blessing and give grace to your family. And so when your husband walks home or comes through the door, you're excited to see him and yeah. you're, you know, welcoming him in with love instead of like, oh, now you choose to come home or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is I talked to Robin about this a little while ago. Just sometimes motherhood can bring out a lot of insecurities mm. and feeling like, wow, am I just what we had talked about? Am I enough? Am I, yeah. what do people think of me? What do people think of my kids? Like being embarrassed, fighting the temptation to be embarrassed out in public if your child does something that isn't socially acceptable or whatever it may be. Just what is the truth there? And I think like, where do we look to hear that we are doing a good job? And,
I'm really curious. What did I tell you?
Okay, well, this is like life-changing
and I can't remember what it was.
I just remember craving, like, I just so crave someone older telling me, you're doing a great job. You're a great mom. And I have those people in my life.
Yeah.
But it's like I just felt like I needed to be hearing it a lot more. And I remember you told me, Alyssa, all you need to do is look at your kids. Do they run up to you with sticky hands giving you hugs? Do they like turn to you when they're having a hard day or when they're crying? Do they want mommy? Or, you know, like, do they smile with a big chocolate chip cookie mouth because you made them their favorite chocolate chips? Like, knowing that your kids feel safe with you and they feel loved and secured with you, that's how you know you're a good mom. And I feel like when you said that, it broke
that's
down.
Good.
So
I like that a lot. No, I don't remember you. That at all, but that's, no, that's, it's so true though.
Mm.
That's the test right there.
And I feel like that brought so much encouragement to my heart. And it, like we talked about, it just broke it down where instead of feeling like I had to do all these things or seek all this approval from people or like, am I doing it right? It was just so simple, like, I just have to look at my kids and are they thriving right now? Do they feel loved? That's all that matters. Not what the person, the stranger in the grocery store thinks of me or women in the church or my friends or people on Instagram. It just matters what my kids think of me. And I feel like that was so encouraging.
Well, you know what? I see that in your life. Like that's, you're at home with your children and that's they know that, like, that's centered, and from there comes a whole lot of peace and joy and grace, and that makes them feel secure. Your home base. They can run all over the place, but then where's mom?
Right.
Ah, home base.
Just that they feel loved. I feel like that's so freeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's I don't know if moms have struggled with this forever or if it's more just the social media era that we're in and comparing ourselves with other moms on Instagram or.
I think it's probably heightened in this generation.
Yeah.
Just like everything else has, with, just because of so much that's portrayed that we didn't know before, how people were doing their lives. And now we can see these images all the time and then we compare.
And I don't say that to, I think Instagram is a great tool and I love it. And I feel like I learn a lot from other moms.
Yeah.
But then it can be so easy to let that little things fly in, like, oh, but you should be like her or do the things like she does, or instead of just, oh, that's an awesome idea, maybe I'll try that, or that's really cool for them, but I need to focus here on this, you know. And so I think just having that awareness when we are on Instagram to cheer people on and rejoice with them and learn from them, but not feel like you have to be all
and exactly
have the Pinterest perfect mom life, because that doesn't exist at all. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope that this was an encouragement to you, especially to all the moms out there for this episode. Robin, thanks so much for joining us.
This was such fun, Alyssa. Such a joy. Like we were just catching up. Another chat, like we're just missing our dessert. Yeah. But the tea was good. Thanks for the tea.
You're welcome. All right, guys. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week, and we will see you next week.